Authorities in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region say Ethiopia's military has launched a large-scale offensive for the first time in a year, but Ethiopia's government says Tigray forces attacked first. It's a significant setback to mediation efforts and humanitarian work to feed millions of people starved of food and other needs. The warring claims on Wednesday came after months of military regrouping and a warning this week by Ethiopia's military to the public against reporting of troop movements. A judge has ruled Mexico's former attorney general, who oversaw the original investigation into the 2014 disappearances of 43 students from a radical teachers' college, will go on trial on charges of forced disappearance, torture, and official misconduct. The former attorney general conceded there may have been errors in the investigation, but in the 8 years since, no one has been able to prove another version of what happened. The now 74-year-old served as attorney general from 2012 to 2015. U.S. President Joe Biden has announced federal student loan debt relief for families he says need it most. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says he's delivering on a campaign pledge by canceling $10,000 in student debt for millions of Americans earning up to $125,000 and up to $20,000 for those with the greatest need.
95% of the borrowers can benefit from these actions. That's 43 million people.
The White House says some 20 million will have their entire debt erased. At the same time, the president says he's extending the pause on loan payments one last time through year's end, saying the combination of payment resumption and targeted relief makes this an economically responsible plan that will help families while not having any meaningful impact on inflation. Sagar Magani, Washington.